Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Welcome back, and for the final time on Sports on a Sunday Morning, at least for now, we are visiting with the Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, John Mozeliak. Who knows in the future our visits, but as far as our regular 11:30s, this is our last one. Mo, it's great to be with you as always.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I imagine you think back to how many times we've done this Sunday show. It's been a lot of fun, and clearly really grateful for the friendship and the time we've spent together.
Well, same here. And we've had a lot of great talks. I've always looked at this as not a press conference, an interview, yes, but also a conversation, an opportunity to have you give your side and explain what's going on, but also be an information source for us. It doesn't get more official than having you tell things about what's going on KMOX. But I'd say more so, your professionalism. You know, I'm sure you were annoyed with some of my questions at times. I'm sure you're annoyed.
Never.
I'm sure that there were some things that were not comfortable to talk about, but criticism comes your way at the top and the spokesperson for the organization. That's part of the job. I've always felt like you handled that with professionalism and class.
Well, thank you. I definitely appreciate that. You know, I think the one beauty of KMOX and its reach to the fans, it's something that you have to do. It's part of the job, and giving them a little bit of a peek behind the curtain is something that I think is helpful. And, you know, sometimes they don't like what I have to say, but at least I hope I've been transparent and honest with our fan base through the years.
That you have, and thank you for that. Our only hope is that Chaim Bloom can continue to carry that on Sports at a Sunday Morning like you and Walt Jocketty before you. I know that Chaim, do I have this right that you and the way Bill DeWitt told it in the winter warm-up was that you had looked at Chaim and you reached out to him and he said that's really something, because I was going to mention the same thing, that both of you had your eyes on Chaim Bloom a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I think that's right. I had definitely spoken to him just to get his interest after his Boston situation. And once I did that, the main focus at the time, that wasn't necessarily to be my successor, but was to just get a look under the hood of our player development. And so, you know, we agreed to do that. And I think, obviously, the success he had with that, it also led to now being my successor.
And he will address the media on Tuesday morning. You are going to do it for the final time tomorrow. What do you anticipate that being like? What do you plan to talk about tomorrow?
You know, still sort of thinking through that, but really it's just about gratitude and just thanking the people I've had to work with over the years. Obviously, these typically are about the future of what the organization is going to do, but I'm not going to have to deal with that tomorrow. So it's really going to be more of a look back and a thank you.
And looking back at this past Sunday, you and I talked right before you threw out the first pitch. I knew that was going to be a strike. The former batting practice pitcher, John Mozeliak, you fired that one right down the middle to your son, Will. What was that experience like?
It was super cool to have him be a part of it. You know, obviously, when you're in this type of job, the time away from home is large. And to have my whole family there, my wife, Julie, my daughter, Allie, and then Will, it was really special.
You're a family man. What do you plan on doing here in the near future?
know, short term, it's, I just got to break my routines, right? Because I've been doing the same thing for close to 30 years, and I just have to reprogram myself to have a different ebb and flow of a day. So I think I'll probably travel a little bit, but I'll still be around St. Louis from time to time. But I definitely won't, from a, you know, a media standpoint, want to become more invisible.
Sure. Understood. I mean, you've been, it's been part of your job for a long, long time, 30 years in the organization, 18 in the position that you were in from general manager to president of baseball operations. And with that comes a lot of memories. I would assume that if I asked you for number one, you're going to say 2011 winning a world championship, not to mention something I think you were very proud of, which was organization of the year for the first time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I think back to like, I think when you reflect on the job itself, meaning like when you work for a baseball team or any professional team, ultimately your goal is to be a part of a championship. And so obviously in 06, we won one, 2011, we won one. And those are, you know, things I'll never forget. And you're super proud of, but it's also about just, the ability to maintain a successful model for so long and to have so many wins over that period. And especially if you were to do it, you know, wins per dollar, I wouldn't be surprised if we were number one in that time period. So you take a lot of pride in that. Obviously you mentioned organization of the year 2 years in a row. You know, that's just a great compliment to your scouting and your player development. And those are really just amazing times. And, you know, hopefully the organization can get back there.
And John Mozeliak won multiple Executive of the Year awards as well. And I feel like a lot of teams tried to replicate what you were doing, tried to follow what you were doing. It is a business where, as you said, it's hard to stay on top. I wonder, in the baseball climate today, as we ebb and flow through different waves of baseball, how St. Louis matches up here, just in general, how you see the game today and the Cardinals' place in it, how they can succeed at their level. We talked about this a little bit last week, but for those who weren't able to chime in.
I think the most important thing right now is sort of the difference in economics than it was 15, 20 years ago. And you're starting to see a big dispersion in the haves and have-nots. And so, you know, we were always a small market team that was able to compete almost as a large market because of our TV deal, because of our attendance. And so from a revenue standpoint, we were able to punch above our weight. I think what you're seeing happen, though, now is these are becoming more challenging after the TV bubble has burst, attendance in St. Louis has dropped. And so, you know, these are opportunities now for the next leadership group to come in and hopefully find ways to leverage those situations and get us back to where we once were. But the one difference is from low revenue teams to high revenue, I think it's a growing spread in that from the haves and have nots from 15, 20 years ago.
Do you believe, from your observations watching them work, that the Cardinals are in a good place with this leadership group, not to mention ownership group?
Yeah, I think a couple of things. One is, I do think like our minor league system is stronger than maybe we're getting credit for. I think our international department has been producing more, and you'll see that in the next few years. So I think under Moy, We've seen some success there. And then obviously Randy Flores is running the draft. So I think there's like a lot of just, you know, underneath things that are positive. And so you should, Cardinals fans should feel good about that. And then with regard to leadership, yeah, I certainly hope this group can take it to the next level. And, you know, I certainly wish them the very best.
And finally, John, you've been surrounded by many people in your career. You've had a lot of people to go around and thank, and people have come around to thank you. And I'm sure they've come out of nowhere. The people you haven't heard from in a while, so many people that have come into your life. But I would go out to say that number one is your wife, Julie, who I understand you will be attending the game with today.
Yeah, she's up here with me. She wanted to be at the final game, which I thought was really cool. And yeah, of course, like you think about like the support of family in these types of jobs. I mean, without a great wife, it's hard to raise great kids. And she was amazing through it all. And, you know, she's seen a lot. She's been amazing for me. And I think like she and I are actually looking forward to sort of that next chapter. But in the meantime, we're going to enjoy today, get through tomorrow, and then take a deep breath.
One chapter ends, another one begins for John Mozeliak. Again, thank you for all the visits here on Sunday. Very meaningful to our radio station, our partnership, and we appreciate you very much.
All right, Tommy, thank you, and I wish you the best.
You as well. John Mozeliak, Cardinals President of Baseball Operations. Final game today at Wrigley Field, and a pleasure to have him through all these years on the show. We look forward to our visits in the future with Chaim Bloom and his leadership group. We will take a timeout. When we come back, Bernie Miklas will be with us. We have a lot to go over with Bernie. We'll take him up until noon. Sports on a Sunday morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.